So here we are for the first press conference of the day. We have the MS1 riders on the table. We have Antonio Caioli, Ken De Dijker, and Kevin Stryver. So we're going to start with Antonio. Please be quiet. Everybody here in the press center, thank you very much. So Antonio, in the first race, everything looked easy, but then the weekend turned a little bit complicated with the second heat and that crash. So just tell us, first of all, what happened? What happened out there? What did produce that crash? Was it a mistake of yours, or were you pushing too hard? Kevin, what happened?
No, actually, I was crashing the month, so it was a month race, I crashed one time, you know, I was kidding. I was just, maybe it's relaxed, on that place there was a lot of blinds, and I wasn't pretty focused, maybe I was just trying to push, but I was maybe too relaxed, and my handlebar wasn't handled so good, my handlebar, you know, and I missed a little bit the rut and then I lose the front before the ramp, and then it gets grippy again and before taking off, and I jumped from the bike because I was completely sideways, and it was a pretty bad crash, and I was actually happy because I was riding not so bad. I was making some a little gap, and everything was going good after the first race. I felt pretty good, and then after this crash, I feel a little bit my both wrists. I feel a little bit pain, especially my left wrist, and I hope it's nothing too bad. And I can train this week before the next two weeks.
Just tell us, in the first race, we saw you getting the whole shot, riding smoothly. Tell us your impressions of that first heat in difference to the second.
Yeah, the first race, I was riding really, really, really good. I want to push from the beginning. I wanna prove myself that I can still push pretty hard already from the first lap, because normally I always come into the rhythm after 10-15 minutes. And the track was nice, and I felt good in first race, so I tried to push from the beginning, and it worked. I had over 20 second lead, and just controlling till the end, and it was a great race. I'm happy.
You still have many races to come, but you have the red plate again on your KTM, so your impression about that?
Yeah, for sure. That was what was my goal before this GP. I was really disappointed about my Swedish weekend, and I wanna go back on the top, and I wanna get back red plate, and it works, so I'm really, really happy and motivated again for the next GP. See what we have in Russia. It's nice for me to come back there after almost 10 years. My first GP, one of my first GP was there in 2002, and 2003, I remember. Yeah, so it's nice for me to come back there and see again the Russian fans.
Thank you. So, any questions for Antonio Caioli? Yes, Alex.
Yeah, for sure. From Gautier, I always try to respect the yellow flag, and he jumped it, but I think I don't say to him that he did nothing bad, because maybe on that place you don't see also not good the flag, because you are going on the ramp, and if the guy is with the yellow flag, but it was pretty dangerous, you know. But I was carried for sure. That's why I stand up really, really fast. But Kevin didn't jump it, so I was lucky already. And but I don't point the finger to, I guess, nobody. It's just it can happen also to someone else who don't see the yellow flag, but it's important to respect them.
Any other question, Adam?
No, not yet. Not really. I mean, before this race, before Sweden, I had a big gap, so for me, it was enough like that, you know. And now we have to gain some points, and this is the way to do it, and try to attack from the beginning, and trying to win. That's the thing.
Any other question for Antonio Cairoli? Okay, so thank you very much, Antonio. We've got the word now to Tim McKenna Dyer. Yes, first podium of the season. You've been fighting for this the whole season. So just tell us how you feel to be on the second step.
Yeah, it feels really good because it's been really long, and it's been, I think, 3 years. I really have tough seasons, and now the season is getting better and better, and I hope the crashes stop here and we'll be here some often.
How was the track for you today? I mean, we had a lot of mud in the beginning, now, you know, it was rough out in the second week. Could you tell us how you feel out there?
For me, I like it because it's looking for lines, and I'm quite okay with searching for lines, and also it's more technical, more difficult, so it's easier to pass somebody else to make a mistake. So yeah, I like the track really much.
Fifth in the championship, first to be now. You think that maybe you can repeat this result if you stop crashing? So what's your goal now? Get the Dodgers from.
My goal is every week just do my best, and now with 15 in the championship, it's still 50 points or something in front of its Poland, but it's a quite big gap because he's also fast and doesn't make so many mistakes. So yeah, I just try to every race take some points out of it and see how where we come.
Thank you. Any questions for Kenny Dyker? Yes.
No, we didn't talk yet. I don't really want also to start talking about that because then you're not concentrating on my racing, and I want to have the first good results like this, and then after we see how it goes.
Any other questions? Well, thank you again. We're back to Kevin Stryver. Kevin, it's been a long time since you didn't get a motor win. I think it was 2007, if I'm not wrong. So, Jens, how was the impression to be riding at the front? I think you said you had some goosebumps riding those last laps. So just tell the media.
Yeah, sure. No, second race, I got a good start. I was second to Antoni, and then he made a crash. And at that point, you know, I was a little bit scary to go tight, you know, riding, and so I just kept it easy, you know, and then I saw I was going further and further away from the second rider, and I was happy with that. So yeah, and then the last lap, you know, I felt goosebumps all over my body because it's been such a long time. It's been 5 years also, and so I'm really happy with the win.
What happened in the first moto? If I'm not wrong, you finished 10th. So tell us what happened.
I don't know. You know, I started third stage, and then I went backwards. I was 10. I didn't really like the track. The track was too fast and too much bumps. So I was pretty scared at some places. And so I was happy that the rain came, you know, because I liked the mud. And I was just happy about my ride in the second race. The first race, not at all. So I was pretty surprised I was still on the podium after the 10 and the first.
Is there anything that happened that changed in the dive, or maybe you and something clicked? Because in the beginning of the season you started at the front, but then you lost position. But now we keep on seeing you more and more, you know, on the podium, leading some laps. So it just kind of something changed, or is it?
No, I think nothing changed. You know, I think the bike works great like the whole year, and I just work hard. You know. I'm working still with Ali, and so I'm really happy with that, and it's just everything together, no?
Thank you, Kevin. Any questions for Kevin? So thank you very much. We'll do a family picture, and then you can go and we start with the other conference.